test. Lucy, with you till 12. And on the phone now, I welcome from St Catherine's Hospice, Michaela Clements. Good morning.
Good morning. Hello.
Hello. How are you?
Good, thanks. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you very much. A little bit chilly in this Susie studio this morning.
It is.
But yes, it certainly has gone a little bit chilly, hasn't it? But what do we expect for November, really?
Yeah, true.
So we have spoken before, but firstly, could you just tell us a little bit, please, about who St Catherine's Hospice are?
Yeah, absolutely. St Catherine's provides vital end-of-life care to local people all year round. And last year, we cared for more than 2,000 patients with a terminal illness across Sussex and Surrey. We don't just provide care at the hospice, we cared for more than 1,000 people in the comfort of their own homes last year. And we need to raise more than £6 million in voluntary income every year.
£6 million?
Yes.
Wow.
I know.
That is a lot of money.
Yes, it is.
So you've been doing your Santa run. You've got that coming up very shortly.
Yeah, in a few weeks.
Yeah, how many Santa runs have you been doing now?
Well, we've been holding our festive fun runs for 7 years, since 2009. And this year our runs are kindly sponsored by Gatwick Airport.
Mm-hmm. So they're sponsored by someone different every year?
Yes, normally they are.
Yeah. So this year you have a difference. This year you're including elves. Where did that idea come from?
Absolutely. Our new format was a joint decision within our fundraising team. And we like to keep our ideas fresh and exciting, and also to offer our local community something different.
Indeed, yes. So is this something that's going to happen from year to year now? Do you have something different each year to vary it?
Yeah, we try to. So in the past, we've added new locations and distances to appeal to more runners. And this year, we've introduced a competitive format where you can choose whether to support Team Santa or Team Elf when you sign up to one of the runs.
And I understand that during these runs that the people running are dressed up as either Santa or this year maybe even as elves.
Yeah, exactly.
That must be quite fun.
Yeah, it's quite a view to see, actually, sort of hundreds of people dressed up in a park, all supporting the same cause. It's really lovely.
So can people run by themselves, or do they have to be as part of a team?
Absolutely anyone can take part, either individually or as a team, and all ages and all abilities are welcome. You can run with your family, your friends, your work colleagues. So groups can be as big as you like. Santas versus Elves is a really fantastic way to get yourself in the Christmas spirit, mm-hmm. and do something active while supporting your local hospice.
So it doesn't have to be a set number in the team. It can be
not at all, as
many as you like.
Yeah.
So with this, it's known as a fun run,
yeah.
But is walking or jogging acceptable?
Absolutely. We all say you can hop, skip or jump around the course.
Yes.
There's no pressure to run at all, and lots of people do actually walk around the route. The main thing is to take part and to have fun.
And how far do they have to go on the route?
It depends on the location, so the routes range between 3 and 5 kilometres. And after completing the run, everyone gets a medal and can enjoy some festive refreshments for their efforts.
Now, you said that you need to raise around £6 million a year, which is an amazing amount of money.
Yeah.
But the money raised from this fundraising event, what will this money go towards?
So all money raised will help St Catherine's continue to provide local people and their family and friends with expert physical and emotional care. Christmas is a special time of year for everyone. And at the hospice, we work extra hard to help people make special Christmas memories, mm-hmm. and to create a homely feel. So we do whatever we can to make it a happy time for people. We decorate the hospice, cook Christmas dinner, serve it on decorated trays for patients.
Oh,
yeah, so lots of things lovely. Like that during Christmas.
Yeah, because you don't like to think of people being ill or even in hospitals or anywhere at Christmas,
no.
do you? Really?
No, of course. Of course.
So I guess the all-important question here, when and where, please?
No problem. So the event takes place on Sunday the 27th of November, and we've got it happening in four locations this year: Crawley, Horsham, Caterham and East Grinstead. You can register for free and commit to raising a minimum of £50 per adult and £25 per child, or you can decide to pay a registration fee of £25 an adult and £15 for children. And for full details and to sign up, you can visit our website, which is www.stch.org.uk/Santa.
Fantastic. Well, that's, 3 weeks yesterday, is it,
exactly,
I do believe?
Yeah.
Yeah, so
and we're
still
hoping
time.
For lovely weather.
Oh, yeah, fingers crossed. Yes, definitely. Or that Santa suit might come in handy if it's cold.
Exactly.
Well, Michaela, thank you very much for joining us this morning on Susie Radio, and I wish you all the best with it.
Thanks for having us. Take care.
No worries. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye. Michaela Clements from St Catherine's Hospice, of course, having their Santa stroke Elves fun run this year, Sunday the 27th of November. And if you would like to take part, you can sign up at their website.